Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss which states you are allowed to own raccoons in, what to do if someone says they are into nipple play, the legacy of Margarita Steve, Gypsy Rose's dream celebrity meet and greet, and we unpack the results of the DILF Power Rankings. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, all of the world.
You think all the world's listening, honey?
They can't. Contractually, they must. They can't stop.
I think you're right. We do have those binding contracts.
Hello to all of those who have signed binding contracts. Oh my god, you can't get out of... So a binding contract is giving, like, you know how a snake wraps its coils around and binds?
Yeah, snakes love to squeeze.
Snakes love to squeeze. Squeezy girls.
Can you believe cats and snakes speak the same language?
In what way?
Hiss.
Oh, I thought meow.
No.
Do cats hiss?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do snakes do?
Slither. They go.
All this time, cats and snakes been talking to each other.
Well, I saw I saw something that if you speed up a whale's sound, it sounds like a mouse, and if you slow down a chipmunk, it sounds like an alligator, and we're all speaking the same language, as just different frequencies.
Baby, you put the freak in frequency.
Ow, ow!
Quick, do your alien voice language. That's a little too Gollum.
Yes. So, do you know about raccoons?
I love raccoons. I'm big into raccoons.
Well, there's only a select amount of states where you can have you can legally own a raccoon. Well, can you own any animal? Let's first talk about that. Thank you. Where you can have a raccoon as a pet. California is not on the list. What are we doing here?
Who do we have to have veto? Can we have
Veto? You know who can have a raccoon?
Raccoon.
Michigan.
Oh, listen.
Texas, Florida.
You can own a raccoon in Michigan.
Pennsylvania. West Virginia. Dakota. No Dakota.
How many was it?
I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Wisconsin. Illinois. Ohio.
Good. Ohioans don't deserve raccoons.
Or wait, no, maybe not Illinois. What is the one between, what's the one under Wisconsin?
Illinois.
Okay, not Illinois. What's the one next to Illinois?
On the right or the left?
On the right.
Indiana.
Indiana, you can have a raccoon.
Ohio's the one next to it.
You cannot have a raccoon.
This is, I don't mean to drag, but this is giving when...
gay marriage was legal.
when somebody launched their book tour and had a map of it, and it was all, I'm going to Detroit, and like the pin was in Ohio, and I was like, oh honey,
who was it? Me?
No.
Oh, who was it?
It was someone who had a book of poems.
Book of poems. Okay, work. You know what,
I'm not dragging him because I texted him.
Oh, it's a him?
You don't know who it is?
I can guess now. I've got the
context
clues.
Wasn't his book a book of poems?
Are they a friend of the pod?
They've been on the pod, I believe.
That's what I'm. That's what that means.
Yeah, they're a friend of the pod. Yeah, we DM on Insta. We're friends.
Oh.
I told this was 20 years ago, and I told him when it happened. I said, "Honey, someone's got to fix that graphic."
Well, okay. That's all I had to say about raccoons.
Oh wow! Big news week for you.
Well, you have to be careful because you've been opening up your.
No, I've been closing my windows.
Oh, you've been closing your
windows. But now that you mention it, the top two bullet points on my list for this week. Number one says, well, I reopened my windows.
Okay.
You have any questions?
You need to be careful what you let into the windows because raccoons are not legal in your home.
Oh, damn, you're right. I saw one. I was walking to the gym. I go to the gym early. I was walking to the gym one morning, and this big old thick raccoon was standing in the middle of the street, and I was like crossing the street because it was early and there were no cars, so I didn't wait for the crosswalk, and I like locked eyes with it in the middle, or both in the middle of the road, and it's like, I don't know, 30 yards down, and it just starts running down the middle of the road toward me. I was like, absolutely not. So I tried to scurry to the sidewalk, and it went under a car, a parked car. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, it's gonna gut me. You know when the horror movies cut your Achilles tendon when you're walking by a car?
Sure.
I thought that raccoon was gonna get me like that.
Gonna give you some rabies in the Achilles?
Yes, but don't worry, my windows have screens, so.
Oh, thank God. Hey, no, I could. I'm in the market for some screens. Like, it would be nice to have my doors open because it's so fresh out, but I don't want flies or mosquitoes.
What happened to you putting the penny in the plastic bag and hanging it by the window, by the door?
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
They say, well, let me tell you what they say.
Who's that? First of all, who's they?
Old wives. Okay. Tales.
Okay.
They say if you hang a penny in a clear plastic, like Ziploc bag by a window or a door, that flies will think it's a spider's web. And so they don't fuck with it.
Okay.
So all you have to get used to is a bunch of plastic bags with pennies hanging around your home.
Yeah, so I just have to be that person. Do you know the term Jizzopeats?
You got a Christmas tree up.
Do you know the term Jizzopeats?
I think we've done a deep dive of Jizzopeats on this podcast.
People were yelling at me about how it's how it's not a real phrase. And I'm like, okay, did I dream it? Nobody else says it? I believe you that we've done a deep dive, but this is
no, Jizzle Pizza is on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, well then haters are corny and dumb, actually. Did you see the list of DILF, the DILF list? Did you see the DILF list?
The DILF list. Am I on it?
Nope. There's a list of, they did a poll or something, and they asked 26,000 people. Okay, so
it's more than Family Feud asks.
We need to talk about Family Feud. Have we discussed Family Feud, how I'm in my Family Feud era?
I love Family Feud.
Watching it. Though I think, you know what, this is, the Family Feud is just another arm of the propaganda wing of telling humanity social norms. I believe this is a system set up to teach the general American population what families and humans all agree is normal behavior. And it's like, sometimes I'm like, it can be homophobic, it can be transphobic. I'm like, damn, I wish they weren't perpetuating this.
Well, all I know is that when we were supposed to go on Family Feud with me, you, and Grace, and Mamrie in a fifth, that you tried to say that I wouldn't get to do Fast Money.
Okay, well, first of all, we were never supposed to go on.
It was just a pipe dream.
It was a dream, and it never happened. It's not like it was scheduled, and then it just, like,
I think it was scheduled, and the pandemic ruined our hopes.
Oh, is that really what happened?
No, I'm just
playing. I'd like to believe. So the DILF list is in, okay? Number one biggest DILF. Wait,
hold on, I have a question.
What?
Was this multiple choice, or was it name the first DILF that comes to your mind?
I guess I have nothing except
no context. You read an article.
No, it's two images. Lindsay posted it on the episode topic ideas, so if you want to look at it. But it's two images with the results, and it says choose your favorite DILF with 37,000 responses. And so I'm assuming people had the list.
It was probably
maybe
like a this or a that. You know the TikTok.
Maybe.
You know those
maybe
filters. They're all who would you rather?
Well, the highest percentage that chose anybody, so 35% chose Pedro Pascal.
He's having a moment.
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
I saw an interview with him, and I actually thought he pronounced it Pedro, which I thought
Pedro
was not how I was saying it, but that's how he saw he was doing that lie detector thing. Who is that? Vanity Fair?
Sure.
He was doing that with them, and they were all, when you're sad, do you look at hot meme accounts about yourself? And he said, no. And the guy goes, he's lying.
Ah!
And then he laughed and said, okay, I do.
Do you find him to be, are you trying to DILF, or is he a DILF to you?
I'd kiss him, but he's not the top of my list.
Like, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum ever, and especially about a real human. It's like, but for me, he's just not. I'm not attracted. I'm not gravitating toward. And I'm finding a lot of people are very into him. Yeah, maybe it's because you. I don't know if I've seen anything that he's in, or is he in anything?
He was in one of the Star Wars.
Oh, he was in a Game of Thrones.
He was in Game of Thrones. He got his eyes smashed in.
Spoiler.
And then he said after that happened on Game of Thrones, everyone would come up and ask him if they could take a picture with him and do that and hold their fingers or thumbs over his eyes.
Oh.
And then he got pink eye from a stranger, so he had to tell people no more doing the eye press picture.
Oh my God. America's number one DILF gets pink eye from fan?
Yes.
It could happen to you.
I mean, this is what we should have been saying all along during your meet and greets. No, honestly, one of you gave me pink eye.
One of you gave me scabies, and it was all downhill from there.
Can you just imagine that updated Twitter bio? I gave Tyler pink eye, and then it's like
somebody out there,
November,
at least 6th, a few 20, people out 20, there could at least somebody out there can update their bio. Number two was Oscar Isaac. Do you know who that man is?
Maybe he's the one in the Star Wars.
He's also in a Star War, and he is in a Dune.
How you doing?
I think Oscar Isaac to me, ooh, baby, yes, ma'am, Pam. That is DILF number one. That is my DILF number one.
Okay. He's your
David
number one
Tennant.
Right now?
David Tennant is number three. I think that is somebody who is in, like, maybe that one show where they go in a phone booth.
I think so, too.
In time travel, maybe, or something.
You ever seen Oscar Isaac in Ex Machina?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, I was going to say watch it if you haven't, but I guess you have. Gisele Peets.
Mads Mikkelsen? Who the hell?
Wait, hold on. Also, I still have Gisele Peets open, and this says it is a Michigan saying.
There you have it.
Okay.
Cillian Murphy? Is that how you say that name? He's the dude in Inception. He's, like, in some other stuff, certainly. Michael Sheen? Like Martin Sheen? Who's Martin Sheen?
I don't know. Who are these people that were asked?
Taika Waititi? Now that's a hot man.
Are you getting to look at pictures of these? Because to me,
no,
it's
I'm not.
Naming
this is
names.
Just list. And that guy, I think, was in a threesome with Rita Ora, if I'm remembering correctly.
How do you spell Taika Waititi?
Taika, T-A-I-K-A, W-A-I-T-I-T-I.
He's a New Zealand filmmaker.
Sure. Jensen Ackles. Who the fuck? Ryan Gosling, Keanu Reeves, Tom Hardy, Tom Hiddleston.
Okay, Aaron. Jensen Ackles looks hot.
Jensen Ackles. Now, that is somebody who's in a show with another man.
Smallville.
Nope. It's something with an S. Super villain. Super valley. Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Big Ewan
Sky.
Ewan McGregor.
Okay, can I talk about someone hot now?
Sure. Did you choose your favorite DILF from the list?
No.
Okay, who's your favorite DILF?
In this moment? Ooh, oof.
I mean, it's a comprehensive list with a lot of options. Keith Urban's here.
Baby, I watched
Hugh Grant, Jude Law.
I watched Matt Bomer in Fellow Travelers.
Oh, honey. What's he doing in that? Because I saw some clips. Is somebody really glucking on his
feet?
On his entire foot?
Yeah. He's like Dom in that show. He's all, boy, you want to lick my feet, boy? Come get my taste in your mouth, boy.
Ah! Yeah! Oh, my God.
And he...
How old is Matt Bomer? He's kind of a Zilf. He is a Zilf. He has kids.
Yeah, I saw him at the Grove once. Oh. He makes the other guy take off his pants, like slide him down slowly, and like the guy's going to go down on him, and he's all, fold him. It makes him fold his pants and like lay him on the table.
Oh, I thought you were saying he needs to fold his legs, like sit down crisscross applesauce.
The guy like pulls off his
fold
pants.
Fold your legs.
He pulls off his pants, and before he's able to just throw him off to the side, Matt Bomer's all like, fold him.
You know what? I'm kind of with Matt on that one because I don't like a sock over here, a underwear over there. Whose shirt is this? Is this your sock? Like, let's just put... There is a bench at the foot of the bed. Let's fold, unfold. Let's place in two different piles clothes, and then we're good to go. Maybe three different piles. I don't know who's all joining, but it's let's have some order to this, because I find the heat of the moment, you can take a second to put things away. After the heat of the moment, let's get this show going. Get out. You don't want to be looking around. Have you seen here? Maybe it's under this.
Listen, honey. I mean, you'd think you wouldn't care as much about that now that you can see.
What do you mean?
Seems like a struggle for you when you used to have to like put your glasses back on and find your clothes. But now with your new improved vision, can't you just be like, oh, that's my sock under the corner of the bed?
Yeah, you're right. Hey. You're right. Okay, hey. So do I need to watch this Matt Bomer show?
Okay, so I don't know. It's about history.
Is it gay porn?
It was very, it was pretty gay porn.
Is it giving gay OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trying to segue?
No.
Because I have a hot hitting news topic for you, but I want to know how far this news spread, because it was a local San Francisco story.
Okay. I don't know it yet, but you have to tell me.
Did you hear about Dollarita Steve?
I did hear about Dollarita Steve. Is he a San Francisco person?
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's doing $1 cameos. Okay, so what's the origin story? What's the origin story of Dollarita Steve?
So a few weeks ago, I think it was like a Friday or Thursday or a Friday night, we had an earthquake. And it was probably the second biggest one I've felt in the 12 years I've lived out here. I mean, it wasn't bad. Nothing even fell off the wall or anything. But my whole apartment shook for 3 seconds. Anyways, where Dollarita Steve was when the earthquake happened was at the Applebee's at the Fisherman's Wharf.
Ooh, yum. Okay.
Having Dollaritas.
So I haven't been to Applebee's in a while. Is the Dollarita a new product?
The Dollarita is back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it had gone. Is it like the McRib?
The McRib
is elusive like that.
Well, all I know about the Dollarita is I assume that it's a dollar margarita. But
well, you drink one Dollarita.
You're going to have two. And then you're going to have three.
For just $3, you can have three Dollaritas.
One margarita going to put it in my mouth.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so.
Wait, but what I was going to say real quick was I saw on TikTok these girls who were all, we thought Dollaritas were back, and it was like them at Applebee's paying for their bill, and it's like they just ordered regular margaritas. They forgot to order dollar margaritas.
They just went to Applebee's and had margaritas.
Yes, but the bill came, and they thought their total was going to be like $8, and it was like $40 because they were ordering regular margaritas and not Dollaritas.
It'd be like
any hoozle.
Can a Dollarita be skinny? A skinny Dollarita?
Let's bring him on the line. Dollarita Steve, are you there?
Our fifth friend of the pod, Dollarita Steve. Okay.
He would do it. He ain't got nothing
better to do. He's milking it, baby. He is having his moment. Baby,
Don't even, I haven't even gotten to the milking yet.
Okay.
So anyways, he was at Applebee's. He was having Dollaritas. He got drunk. He walked out. The news outlet was there interviewing people in the wharf, trying to be all, the wharf, Fisherman's Wharf, for those who don't know, in San Francisco, it's like our touristy area. It's like on the north side of the city. Lots of tourists go, blah, blah, blah. So he comes stumbling out and the news people are there and they want to ask people about what that earthquake felt like. And he was all, yeah, I was drunk in Applebee's having Dollaritas. And so they asked about the earthquake. And then anyways, he just said, Dollaritas are back. When I first heard this story, heard he had a viral news moment, I thought it was going to be like Sweet Brown, you know, like really funny. It's really just him talking about yelling about Dollaritas at the start and at the end.
Okay, but the appeal is he's what? Vaguely attractive? No, if, I'm not trying to demean
straight
him.
Straight with a mustache.
He's like a guy with a mustache.
Straight with a mustache and probably in his 20s.
Okay.
Yeah,
Dollaritas. And gay people have gone loco.
Everyone was sliding into his DMs. He quote tweeted SF Glory Hole, tweeted at him and said, hey, if you want to come by, let me know. And he quote tweeted it and said, boys, we've made it.
Oh, did he go?
I don't know, but you know where he did go.
Where did he go?
Dollarita took his Dollarita Steve also launched $1 cameos, but I've heard they've since been bumped to $2. But Dollarita Steve went to the High Tops on Thursday. To really try to milk his fame with our people,
to like do a meet and greet vibes,
to do a lap.
Well, you got to lap it up. Did you get a picture?
I wasn't there. The funny thing is, I had just learned about Dollarita Steve that day at work, and I went and had takeout and was watching Fellow Travelers with my friend Justin, and then he was like, "You got to hear about this guy," and so he was showing me. And I went home, went to sleep that night, woke up in the morning and had text from Justin that was like, oh my God, we missed it. Dollarita Steve was at High Tops taking pics with the girls.
Did you really miss it?
I don't know. I just want to know how tall he is. You know me.
He's straight. This
he's Gen Z. He's soft launching his bi era any day now. Tell me okay. No.
No. No. And you know he would have been on Ellen.
Oh.
He would have been on Ellen's stat.
He would have been on Ellen. The news that interviewed him brought him back and did like a segment with him.
I saw and he chugged his margarita.
Yeah, and out of a tumbler.
Okay. No less.
Like get a margarita glass. How you don't even have salt?
Okay.
So would you put him on the daddy's top daddies of daddies list?
No, because to be a DILF, you have to be older. I'm sorry. These young, attractive men, it does not make you a DILF just because a young, attractive man does not become a DILF until there are younger, attractive men that are just young, attractive men that have bumped him out of the young, attractive men category.
Damn.
Just attractive men, maybe. It doesn't have to be young. He's just an attractive man. An attractive man could be a DILF. An attractive man could be a young, attractive man. An attractive man could be, you know, of any age.
Is this your not all circles are squares?
Yes. Again. Now, what about that? Where is the GILF power list?
On the Golden Bachelor.
He's not. And I'm not trying to.
I had to stop watching. He was creeping me out. He was
creeping.
Yeah, he was giving me Billy the Puppet from Saw vibes.
Oh, no!
I was waiting for him to ride out on a little tricycle.
I hate that, actually. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, are you familiar with Gypsy Rose?
Yes, a little bit. Is she out of prison?
No.
Or jail? Did she go to jail? What was wrong with her?
She killed people.
I did not know that. I thought she had a fun, innocent little skit she was doing with her mom, maybe.
Her mom was like, it was like Munchausen's.
Okay, so somebody died?
Her and this guy she met.
I'm sorry. I'm not watching all the Ryan Murphy shows. Okay, I don't know what happens, horror, scary plots.
Now I don't know for a fact who wielded the knife, but she met a boy online on like a chat room or something, and then they conspired.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful.
They conspired to escape from her mom, who was the one making her pretend to be sick to get free stuff, and they killed her.
They killed her.
Gypsy Rose and the guy killed her mom.
Oh. Well, you know, life comes at you fast, I find.
Anyways, you didn't see this? Pop Crave tweeted, Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals who she wants to meet when she's released from prison later this year.
Oh my God. Margarita Steve or me? Who is it? Who is it?
Worst.
Oh! Who?
Who do you think her number one celebrity she wants to meet when she gets released out of prison later this year?
Millie Bobby Brown.
No.
Give me a hint.
You have their name muted on Twitter. It's obviously
Kanye?
Redacted. It's obviously redacted.
Interesting. Okay, so is it going to happen?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals that she wants to meet Taylor Swift when she's released from prison later this year. She's determined to meet the pop star.
It's very easy. Don't you just buy a meet and greet ticket?
I don't think Taylor does meet and greet.
Oh, I don't know.
She said Taylor Swift taught her the true meaning of girl power, and for that reason, she wants to meet her.
What is the true meaning of girl power? Kill your mother?
I don't know, but would you, if a fan who killed their mother wanted to meet you?
I have probably met a fan who killed somebody. Absolutely. Don't you think? I've met a murderer. Hello to all of our murderer fans. Hey, you know, we do have a lot of listeners in prison.
Shout out.
Shout out. And remember, when you get caught for whatever you do, you can listen to us, and we would not mind your downloads while you are incarcerated. Honey, that is no excuse to not tune in.
What if she's listening?
She's always listening. Gypsy Rose?
Gypsy Rose.
Now, Gypsy Rose, is there, because you know we're not supposed to use that word.
I know.
So that's her name. So what's she going to do with that?
I don't know. She's got a lot on her plate.
She really does. She really does.
I mean, talk about stressful.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of stressful things. Do you know what video game was recently voted most stressful video game to play, according to people who vote for things like this?
Most stressful video game to play.
Yeah.
If I had to say which was the most stressful video game, I would say something maybe like Call of Duty, something scary and not colorful or fun.
They asked those people that. That was like on the list.
Okay, what is count me in from what didn't win. You see the list? What's number 5?
No, I don't see the list.
Number 2.
I saw the headline, baby.
And coming in at number 1 was
Mario Kart.
Oh, I hate Mario Kart.
Is it too stressful for you?
It's just not something that you can win based on skill. The only Mario Kart that has ever been good, and put me on the record, baby. Put me on the record, baby.
I think you're on the record.
I'm on the record?
We've hit record. We are recording, honey.
I just double checked to make sure. Mario Kart Double Dash is the only good Mario Kart. Every other Mario Kart, boring. Not easy to drive.
Rigamorous, girl.
Rigamorous. It's giving shenanigans, fakery, foolery, tomfoolery.
Well, what I'll say is I also hated the Mario Kart for Switch until I got like a pro controller, because I don't know how anybody, I have big hands. I don't know how you hold onto that little contraption side controller shit.
Big hands, big hands.
All right, I had one more thing on my list.
No, I'm not done talking about your big hands. Is anybody all intimidated by your big hands?
No, they're like...
Do you finger somebody? Anybody?
When? Not usually. I don't want to ruin my French tips. You know I'm big into nail art, and I don't want to ruin it.
Are you ever getting... Is anybody ever doing that to you, and you're like... How many is that? Nope. And it's like,
sure doesn't happen to me.
Me neither, actually. But I just mean to say, because your hands are so big.
No. Oh. No, I have, you know, who was that runner, that Olympian with the long fingernails?
Salad fingers.
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
He did the 800.
Female sprinter with long nails.
What?
Yeah, I'm Googling it. Well, Sha'Carri Richardson also did it. But I thought
okay,
there was...
Okay, anyway, we were talking about Mario Kart. Can I tell you, I tried a new game last week.
No, I was talking about FloJo. Okay, now you can continue.
I tried a new game last week called Unpacking, and it might be my favorite game of all time ever. It's you unpack.
Your house?
And you organize your home.
Is it on Switch?
Yes.
Is this going to be more or less fun than...
You hated Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Also, though, I did see a TikTok last week that someone was all, I'm making a Stardew Valley cake for my sister because we have a co-op farm together. You didn't offer...
Yeah, it could have been us. It could have been us.
You didn't offer to give me a co-op farm with you.
It could have been. I would have. Yes, I said we could do a co-op farm.
Like
we could do...
Waited 18 months after I told you to get into Animal Crossing, and then you my got into fear, the gig.
My fear about doing a co-op farm with you is that it would just become me telling you what to do.
Like when I play Overcooked, and I have to tell everyone else what to do.
You wouldn't know what to do, so it would just become me telling you what to do.
Yeah, you kept yelling at me for missing sparkles on the ground when I didn't even know that I was supposed to be looking for sparkles on the ground.
What are you talking about? You mean worms?
Every time I was walking on Stardew Valley, you'd be like, oh, you don't see that glistening thing on the ground?
Worms. There's worms that you have to dig up. Those are worms.
But weren't they like, no, they weren't worms. It was like,
I think they were worms.
It was like packages or something.
Anyway, so I played Unpacking and I loved it. It was the least stressful game of all time, voted by me.
Oh, wow.
I haven't finished it yet. But it's if you're looking for something very cozy, oh baby. And my brain was, I was organizing everything color coded. Everything had a certain place. It felt very nice.
Can you win? Can you score points?
Well, once everything is put away, you get to move. So you become conscious in a room. You don't see your human form. You see only boxes, and what you click with your mouse or whatever, your little controller, is it opens the box and then something comes out and you have to decide where that goes in the room.
Can you move it after you put it there?
Yes, yes. And so then once everything is put away to your liking, you push done and then you go to your next home in your life. And so then it's like, it starts in 1994. And
this
then
is
it's like
hoarding.
And then it's 2001, and then you open all your boxes and put everything away, and some of the things are still there from 2004, or from your last home, but some of them are gone, and you kind of pick up context clues of what's going on in your life, and then the next home is a dorm, and then
the next home is... The picture of, like, my brother is gone?
Oh.
No spoilers, don't tell me.
I won't spoil it, but yeah. There is a moment where you have to...
There's, like, one point where
there's,
like, a...
You really understand.
There's, like, a dog dish, and then the dog dish is gone, and then it's just a picture of the dog in black and white, like it got voted out of Big Brother.
No, that hasn't happened yet. There's no animals yet, I don't think, but...
No animal cruelty?
No. But it's fun, and I loved it, and it's great. And it's, if you're looking for a cozy game, get into it. I also just bought a... I just bought a steering wheel and floor pedal and a shift gear shifting thing. There is a truck driver simulator game that everybody's playing as, like, you know, like a semi-truck driver, cross-country semi-truck driver, okay? So I am about to start it, and I am so excited.
I don't think you can. You couldn't even stick shift on The Amazing Race. You're going to do it on the game.
I think, well, can you name a safer place to learn?
I would love for you to learn.
In time for what? Round 3.
Oh my God. Was that like a Mortal Kombat voice?
Yeah, but about not that though. Okay, so you had something else you wanted to talk about?
I was just going to ask if you were going to buy Kim Kardashian's nipple bra.
No. No, but she did make underwear or boxers for guys, and the people are saying that they're good. I'm not supporting, I'm not promoting, but I'm interested. I'm not interested in the nipple bra for me. I am interested in the nipple bra for everybody else.
I mean, my nipples are hard always. I don't need a bra with hard nipples.
So what? So it's just like little tic-tacs going on or something in there, like a little packing peanuts, perfectly placed packing peanuts.
Yeah, it's a nipple on the outside of their bra to make it look like your high beams are on when you're out and about and on the go. It's
so what is the advantage of that? Do straight men find that to be like hot?
Yeah, straight men are always looking at my hard nipples.
I get it. Yeah, hard nipples on a guy, do you find that hot?
Straight guys find
hard nipples on a girl hot? What?
Even when my windows are closed, my nipples are hard.
That is true. Hard nipples are hot to guys on a girl.
Did I ask you this?
What?
Have you ever been hooking up with a guy and they, like, you know when a guy, like, will grab your nipples and be like, does that do anything for you?
Yeah. And I say, no, thank you.
Yeah, I was talking about that with one of my gay friends, and one of my straight girlfriends was listening, and she was like, they ask you? And we were like, yeah, they ask. And she was like, oh, straight men just grab them.
oh my God. Grab them.
And she was like, regardless if it's doing anything for me or not, they're grabbing them.
That is nuts. No, in fact, I find that I'm not trying to be hurt in that way. That's painful, right? It's a similar pinch to being pinched anywhere on my human form. I don't want to be pinched.
Some people like it.
Good for them. I'm not trying to do it. And I feel nervous if somebody's like into, if they say they're into nipples or they're trying to get nipples to happening. I'm like, I don't know the limits to this. What am I supposed to do?
I feel like you are not
bite,
at all.
Bop.
Babe. This is shocking news to me. I feel like you, based on stories and things I've heard you say, I feel like you would be pinching hard without even
asking. Give him a bruise.
You feel
a purple nurple.
You feel like, yeah, that's the energy you give me. You say you want to scream in someone's ear.
I never want to scream in anybody's ear. You said that. You said that. You're projecting. Are projecting, especially that you when you scream in someone's ear. Projecting.
You're projecting. You know you said that.
No,
seem the type to be screaming in ears, pinching.
No, veins. I'm gentle.
Pulling hair and shit.
No pain,
you
no
are
game.
Gremlin energy in the bedroom.
No. I'm just doing magic tricks. I'm pulling a worm out of somebody's ear and saying, where'd that come from?
A gummy worm.
Gummy worm,
oh my
yes.
God, can you imagine? I should say
Why imagine?
I pull a gummy worm from behind my pillow and I'm like, did this come out of your ear?
a half-eaten gummy bear. Pull it and gently stick it like, to their butthole and say, hey, I don't want to touch this. You should take a look at this. Go check this out in the mirror. They go check it out in the mirror. It's a half-eaten gummy bear. Because when it's half-eaten, you can lick the bite area and it can still be sticky. So if you're out there, you're looking for a new way to spice things up in the boudoir, you could always try something new. I would recommend it.
And I just have the hand mirror laying out ready to go.
I have my kimchi hand mirror right here. I do. I use it all the time. It's battery operated.
Okay.
If you need a little bit of lighting.
I guess I'll try it. I'm going to start pulling rotten food out from behind the pillow.
It doesn't have to be rotten. What do you mean rotten? Well, rotten food.
You know a bitten apple decays pretty quickly.
You're not pulling a bitten apple. Why? An apple core?
I'm more likely to have an apple in my home than gummy bears. I'm an adult.
Oh. Okay.
Sounds like we both have our homework for the week. Tune in.
What was mine?
To pull something out of someone's ear when you're hooking up.
Okay, I can do that.
And tune in next week to see if we did our homework. Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet. I might be starting my new trucker era, so you need to get into that gig, honey.
Honk, honk.
Very honk, honk. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me. Where can they find me?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll download this new unpacking game and play it alone.
Yeah, your nipples will be hard.
My nipples are going to be so hard throughout.
You're going to love it. Okay, bye.